فاتحة. Yesterday was the third night of Muharram. Majalis Hussein continues. As the nights of Muharram go by, our hearts are weighed down with the more and more grief. We continue to hear the Majalis about the tragedy of Karbala. Our funeral day is not far away. We will recite more marsiyas in our hearts. Our mouths will increase. Our eyes will continue to shed tears for the martyrs of Karbala. Hussein, Muharram, Karbala, Ashura, Marsiyas, Nohan, Tabuk, Alam, Mash, Matam. When Bibi Fatima hears these words, she joins us. She cries with us. She cries for Alan and Muhammad, Qasim, Abbas, Ali Akbar, Ali Asghar, and Hussein, who are her family. She also cries for and is thankful to those martyrs of Karbala who were not related to Hussein. She especially cries for them because they died in Karbala helping her son Hussein save Islam. Among those not related to Hussein were 16 slaves. Most of them were from Ethiopia. Some belonged to Imam Hussein's family and others to the companions of the Imam. On the night before Ashura, Imam and his companions had freed these slaves and urged them to go away to seek their safety. But none of the 16 slaves left Imam Hussein. They understood the Imam's mission and prepared to die if Karbala was Hussein. They knew they would be rewarded with a place in heaven. Amongst them was a slave called John. Today let us remember Janabi John and cry with us. Cry with Bibi Fatima for her sacrifice in Karbala. Janabi John was sent as a gift from Abu Ghifari to the household of Hazrat Ali and Bibi Fatima. In the company of Hazrat Ali, he learned that the spirit of the Quran and traditions of the Holy Prophet. He also knew the Holy Quran by heart. When Hazrat Ali was martyred, John stayed with Imam Hassan, and after Imam Hassan's death, he stayed with Imam Hussein. Janabi John was blessed to be with the three Imams. When Imam Hussein left Medina, John insisted on joining him. On the night before Ashura, John spent the whole night sharpening his sword whilst reading the Holy Quran. The next day was a tragic day of Ashura. At dawn, Abu Ali Akbar gave the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was the last adhan given by Ali Akbar. It was recited with great emotion, tears flowing from Ali Akbar's eyes. The sun rose from the east by 10 a.m. The desert was like a furnace. The friends and family of Hussein were suffering great hardship. They have been without water for 3 days now. Diseased soldiers blew trumpets to start the battle. The battle of Karbala started. One by one, Imam's friends took permission to go for jihad. One by one, Hussein's companions were martyred. All of them fought bravely and died a hero's death. Hussein, with his brother Abbas and son Ali Akbar, went to the battlefield and carried their bodies to the tent. At midday, after Zuhr prayers, Janabi John came to Imam Hussein. He stood slightly with arms folded. Imam Hussein looked at John and said, "John, my friend John, what is the matter? My master is enough. I cannot bear to see any more suffering. I cannot bear to see the family of the children of Bibi Fatima killed in front of me. Please, master, allow me to go to the battlefield." "John, you're an old man. And how did not watch it for me, for an old man like you?" "No, John, no, I cannot allow you to die." John was determined to get permission. "Master, I know why you're not letting me go to the battlefield. Is it because I'm a black slave and you don't want to mix the blood of a black slave to mix the blood of the Holy Family?" Hussein was deeply shocked to hear this. "John, my friend John, do not say that. You know we do not keep such differences. Go, John, go. I'll be with you." Satan himself then helped John for the battle. He mounted John on the horse and said, "It all happens, John." John was very pleased with himself and as he headed for the battlefield. On the way to the battlefield, he remembered his time with the Holy Prophet. He remembered how dearly the Prophet loved his grandson Hussein. John remembered how the Prophet himself used to nurse Hussein's injuries, sustained while playing. John remembered the day when Hussein climbed on the Prophet's back while he was praying namaz. The Holy Prophet stayed and said to that till Hussein came off his back. The Holy Prophet did not want to hurt his beloved grandson. John's eyes were full of tears and he left the battlefield. He spoke to the soldiers on the other side. "Look at me. You have seen me with the Holy Prophet. Remember the Holy Prophet by looking at me. You say that Holy Prophet is the messenger of Allah. You call yourselves Muslims. Do you think the Holy Prophet would be pleased with you for killing his beloved grandson?" He continued, "What has Hussein done to you? He is innocent. Leave him alone. Save yourself from the fire of hell." The Yazid soldiers were evil. They were not Muslims. They were not prepared to listen to the truth. The Nabi John was attacked. Arrows fired from all directions. John fought the jihad bravely. He sent many to the fire of hell. Alas, how much can an 80-year-old old man take, thirsty and hungry for 3 days? As he fell from his horse, he cried out, "My master, come to see me. Let me see you for the last time." Imam Hussein heard John calling him, and he rushed to the battlefield. Abbas and Ali Akbar accompanied him. Hussein, Abbas, and Ali Akbar reached the battlefield, where John was lying wounded and taking his last breath. Imam Hussein placed John's head on his lap. Tears pouring from Hussein's eyes. "John, I am very sorry. You are leaving my home without food or water for 3 days. John, please forgive me. My master, why are you sorry? You have done me a big favor by letting me fight and sacrifice my life for Islam." The Nabi John continued, "Look, master, look. Who has come to receive me? The Holy Prophet himself is here. Bibi Fatima is here. Master Ali and Master Hassan are here." The Nabi John's soul was taken away to heaven. "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." We are from God, and to God we return. Salah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.